Good morning. We're continuing Chayodom Klal Tov, the Lachos of Interruptions, and we're looking at Siman Gimel. Siman Gimel deals with the Lachos of Pesukah Zimra. So the Chayodom says, "Mi Baruch Shomer Ad Yetzer Or Mutalanas Omen Al Kobracha Shiyishma." From Baruch Shomer until the person starts the Bracha Birchas Kriyishma, which means during Pesukah Zimra, and also in between Yishtabach and Birchas Kriyishma, a person can answer amen to all brachas that he hears. Avaloi baruch hu baruch shemoi. A person does not answer baruch hu baruch shemoi. So a person hears, normally the lach is that a person hears a bracha when we say the name of Hashem. Your person should respond and say baruch hu baruch shemoi. But during Pesukah Dezimra, since that's not mentioned in the Gemara, That requirement is not halacha based on the Gemara, so therefore during Pesukah Zimra, a person should not say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoi. Now, the Chayyadim goes off into a side tangent. If a person is being Yotzei with a bracha, a person should not interrupt and say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoi. So that's not really relevant to Hilchos Pesukah Zimra, but since he's discussing this issue of not saying Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoi, he mentions that as well. I'm in Yotze with the person who's lighting the Megillah, and I'm in Yotze with his bracha, and I'm in Yotze with the person saying the bracha on the Shofar, so I'm in Yotze with that bracha. I should not say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoi when he's saying that bracha to Motzi me. Any other bracha where I'm being yotze with somebody else, also lahafsik v'lemer baruch hu baruch shemoi. You do not interrupt the bracha to say baruch hu baruch shemoi. So that's a parenthetical issue, and not relevant to Pesukah Zimra. Okay, going back to the dinim of Pesukah Zimra. So we said you could say amen to all brachas that you say during from Baruch Shomer until starting the bracha of Baruch HaTashem Elkeinu Melech Olam Yetzer Or Ubarei Choshech, until you start Birchas Kriyat Shema. But there's one exception. During those 6 words that you say at the end of the paragraph of Baruch Shomer, Baruch HaTashem Melech Mehulo Batish Bachois, you do not say Amen. If you hear a different bracha during that point, you do not answer Amen, because that will undermine the integrity of the bracha. Baruch Hashem Amen Melech Mehulo Batish Bachois. It doesn't make sense. You've lost the integrity of the bracha. The bracha would not be clear, and therefore you do not interrupt during that point in time to say Amen. So I mentioned this before. The Chayyadim says any bracha which is known as a bracha kitzara, a short bracha, which means it just says the main point of the bracha, bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, shakol niyeh b'dvaro. So if I answer Amen during that bracha, I lose the integrity of the bracha, and therefore I do not answer Amen. Let's say it's a bracha arucha. So, which a bracha rucha starts off, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, and then it says the body of the bracha. At the end, you say Baruch Ata Hashem again, and you finish off the bracha. So that's the bracha of Baruch Shomer. There's phrases of praise. Before, then you say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, and then you start saying the different parts of that bracha. You end off with Baruch Ata Hashem Melech Mehulo Batish Bachois. So that's known as a bracha arucha. Alamichya is a bracha arucha. It starts with the bracha to Hashem and ends off with the bracha to Hashem as well. So saying amen in the middle of the body of that is okay. That's not considered that undermines the integrity of the bracha. Saying amen during a bracha kitzora undermines the integrity. Saying amen during a bracha arucha does not undermine the integrity. Now there might be other reasons why we do not interrupt. Because Kriyat Shema, we have a higher level of what we're allowed to answer or not answer during benching, etc. But just because of the bracha alone, that you can't say amen because it's going to be considered something negative for the bracha, that doesn't apply to bracha arucha. It only applies to bracha ksara. But even the bracha arucha, the last point where you say bracha to Hashem, and you say al michi wal kalkola, or you say melech mehulo batish b'chayis, you do not say amen in that part of the phrase. Okay? A person should not interrupt and say amen in the middle of a posik, unless the thought ends over there. So you do not want to interrupt the thought. So it comes out that you, by saying amen, you've lost the integrity of the thought that you were saying. So you want to say it in such a way that you're not going to affect that integrity. So you should, if you know you need to answer amen, you can pause before that point, before you start the pasuk, or you can hurry up and finish off the pasuk, or you can continue along your way and you're not mechuyav to answer amen, so you do not answer amen in that situation. Okay, well, we will interrupt here and leave it for tomorrow. Tomorrow we will finish off the siman. Have a good day.